An Australian suicide study has identified a worrying failure in communication between family members and health professionals. The research team examined 74 suicide cases in New South Wales and Queensland and found that poor communication in a quarter of the cases meant that warning signs went unheeded. The lead researcher, Professor Brian Draper, told our reporter Stephanie Corsetti that there is a gap in the medical guidelines about sharing information with relatives.
The findings were what we expected to find, and that is that a lot of people, both families in particular, and to a lesser extent health professionals, had an inkling that something was brewing, something was going wrong, and the families in particular were aware of changes in the behaviour of their family member, and you know, changes that from a health professional point of view we associate with potential increasing risk of suicide, such as stockpiling pills or getting rid of possessions, giving away possessions to people, recurrent references to wanting to self-harm, those kind of things that we know are often a warning sign that things are, you know, could go wrong. So families were aware of this, but often were, you know, frequently were not communicating that to health professionals. Or if they were, the health professionals weren't picking up on what was being told to them. We're not sure how much of that. A lot of people were under an impression that the extent to these changes health professionals were aware of, when often they weren't. Health professionals had a much lesser amount of knowledge of these changes than the families did. So we're seeing a lack of communication occurring between families, health professionals, and back the other way. Communications which sometimes were understandable, because often families somewhat upset the person in their family about, you know, their concerns. At other times it was made on presumptions that people know, and therefore they know what they're doing in helping a family member, when in fact maybe the health professionals weren't aware of the extent of the concern.
What guidelines are in place at the moment for communication between professionals and families about suicidal people?
I was surprised when I looked more closely at guidelines how little is talked about this. There is a general reference in some guidelines for health professionals to communicate with family, and that if the situation was felt to warrant it, even to do that if the person they're looking after doesn't want them to, if they think the risk is so high. I'm not so clear, though, that guidelines to help families and the general public to communicate their concerns to others is clear, I guess that is very well either. They talk a lot more, as far as I can see, about the importance of providing empathic support and care. I don't know if it makes it clear enough that the connection with a health professional is an important component as well.
And are there barriers in place with professionals in terms of patient confidentiality getting in the way from sharing information with family members?
I think a lot of health professionals do get concerned about confidentiality, and rightfully so, of course. But I think, you know, often if you talk about it with patients about the need to involve and communicate with families, and that kind of is part of your general process of care, not just in this situation, but in general, I think most patients are actually very happy and willing for that to happen. Now, occasionally they'll say, no, I don't want you to talk. And in that situation, the health professional always has to weigh up, is the risk that I think there is there at present sufficient for me to talk to the family member? And all the guidelines that are around certainly say, well, in that situation, ethically, the health professional should talk with a family member or, you know, other person. So I think it's a very difficult decision to make, but I think ethically health professionals can when they're in that situation.
That's Professor Brian Draper from the University of New South Wales speaking to Stephanie Corsetti. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 131 114.